Hallo und herzlich willkommen im Podcast von Trending Topics. 70.000 Besucherinnen, 2.000 Startups und mehr als 400 Österreicherinnen vor Ort. Der Web Summit in Lissabon ist die größte Tech-Konferenz Europas und zeigt die Innovationstrends der nächsten Jahre auf. Auch die Außenwirtschaft Austria war als starker Supporter für österreichische Jungfirmen mit einer eigenen Masterclass am Start auf der Konferenz. Die Panel-Diskussion mit Vertreterinnen von Startups und von Investorenseite gibt es im heutigen Podcast Powered by Außenwirtschaft Austria in voller Länge zu hören. Ton ab.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our podcast session. I'm truly excited to have you all here and also to have insightful discussion with Austrian founders and tech experts in this iconic environment. So the Web Summit is truly something we are all looking at during the year and also what's happening and what's presented. And this year's vibe appears to be especially unique because there's so much going on in literally every corner of that city. And yesterday we celebrated the Austrian night, which was also amazing occasion. And the one thing that amazes me most is that the Austrian community around the Web Summit really grew in recent years. And we had a really interesting headcount. Guess how many?
I think we have more than 400 Austrians here at the Web Summit. And I think there's another special thing today, because at 5 p.m. in the Grand Hall, there will be the final pitches, and 2 out of 10 startups are from Austria. So MyReha and Biome Diagnostics, they will like fight for Austria for the big award. So I'm excited and invite you all to later join us and just walk over there and support the Austrian startups there.
Yeah, we definitely cheer them up. So conclusion here is, Austrian businessmen and women are definitely on the forefront, leaders in tech and innovation. So my name is Renate Schnutt. I'm head of scale-ups at Advantage Austria, which is the official trade promotion agency of the Austrian Federal Economic Chamber. I'm basically here to help Austrian scale-ups to grow and scale internationally. And we do this with passion, with the support of 100 offices in more than 60 countries. Before I got carried away, I of course would like to introduce my co-host. This is Jakob. He is also a founder and a very excellent journalist.
Thanks, Renate. Yeah, welcome to from my side to this masterclass. My name is Jakob Steinschaden. I'm a co-founder and editor-in-chief of trainingtopics.eu. So everybody, please visit our website. We've got a lot of reports from the Web Summit here. Also, the next days we will read many more things from here. Yeah, and I'm excited to be here and join you today.
Today also marks a very, very special day because we are kicking off the new season of the Born Global Academy. This is a program for Austrian founders who are aiming for new markets and who are tapping into new territory, internationalization. And almost a year ago, I initiated that new program. These multi-stage initiatives help Austrian scale-ups to tackle the most pressing questions in the critical phase of growth. And we do this not only with hands-on advice and inspiration, but really with a strong helping hand and guidance. And we help, for example, to select markets, help with the go-to-market strategy, and also with the product market fit. So if this resonates with you, just don't hesitate and approach me afterwards.
Yeah, today we have 3 representatives of 3 Austrian startups. They are already lined up here in the first row. And we have 1 representative of the investment industry here on stage. And I'm excited to talk to them just in a few seconds. Just 1 remark, this session will be recorded and it will be published as a podcast next Monday on the channels of Trending Topics and on the channels of Advantage Austria. And now I think, let's get started.
Yes, definitely. So welcome, Claudia. Please join us on stage. Have a seat, grab the mic, and
please give a round of applause.
Yes.
Thank you.
Claudia, so please give us a very short pitch on what you're doing and what you're aiming at with your business.
Okay, first of all, thank you for having me here. As you can tell, I already had a lot of talks during the last few days. That's why my voice is a bit shaky. But nevertheless, let me tell you what Golden Whale does. With Golden Whale, we are a data science company focused on the gaming industry. We are a team of industry experts aiming to solve the industry's most expensive problem, which is a cost optimization issue. It's about creating the biggest possible margin between customer acquisition costs and customer lifetime value. And this is a huge topic, especially in gaming. There are tons of money being spent on marketing and CRM activities, and these machine-run automated markets call out loud for machine-run production systems in gaming. And that's what we are building with our software solution.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the Web Summit, I guess you had an overview on what's going on here, but can you tell us what are the major trends in gaming in 2022?
So one trend that I think is obvious to see, and that was resembled in almost all the talks I had and what I listened to, is the growth that gaming is still in. It's one of the industries that's still growing at a very rapid pace. I've been in the industry for almost 20 years, and it's been growing ever since. And also the recent studies show that we are looking at a global market value of $360 billion. So that's quite
something.
And with just 500 million new players over the last 2 years. So it's still a growing business. And obviously, content is also something we're talking about here. We see a lot of Web3 games in the sphere. And with all that growth and the new content, I think really automation is going to be key as well, with machine learning and AI to speed up processes in that field. And that's also something where we are now working at.
You're currently also on a strong way towards foreign markets, and you are actually fundraising, right?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me where are you in your journey right now at the moment?
We bootstrapped the company ourselves and are now doing our seed round, currently talking to investors for that. And we are trying to scale nationally and internationally right from the start with our partners coming from national and international sphere. There's still a long road ahead of us. We just founded the company in spring this year. So we're very excited where that will go.
Mm. And what are the most interesting markets for you? So
right now we're looking at the European market.
Okay.
Yeah, but gaming as such is so international. So there's going to be lots to do after that as well.
I tried to see as many talks as possible here, and like I think like in every second talk we hear about the metaverse. And from your point of view, is metaverse, is it the same as like the big games like Roblox or Fortnite, or is it something different?
I think when we're looking at the metaverse, there's still a road ahead to see which metaverse is the one that's going to be there for like the solution that's going to stand out. Like for the social networks, they were big in the beginning, but only a few of them really persisted. So I think gaming and metaverse will just interconnect automatically, because gaming will be a huge part in the metaverse.
And what do you think, will Mark Zuckerberg and Meta Platforms, will they be the leader in this space, or will there be other players?
Well, I sure think they will try their very best to do so. And I think games will definitely be among the first really content, you know, in there, because yeah, it's just something that everybody likes to do, and it's a sticky thing to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and I guess you're trying to like grow with this trend, with all this Web3 stuff that's going on?
Yes, of course. That's what we're definitely aiming at, because our solution is actually targeting the whole life cycle of a player, and with machine automated processes. We are focusing on really tackling the whole from customer acquisition to retention, optimize the processes in the whole life cycle of a player.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So many exciting things going on in the gaming industry that will affect a lot of other sectors, I think. I'm looking forward to see how your startup will evolve in this space. Now I would say let's jump from the gaming industry to another big topic in the tech world, the healthcare sector. Welcome. Welcome Andreas Franke from the startup Opus Novo here on stage. Hi.
Yeah, hello everyone, and thank you for the invitation. I'm Andreas Franke, I'm from Opus Novo, and we are in the healthcare sector. We are especially in the elderly care sector. We have a tool that's called Ally, and Ally is a combination of a hardware module and a software app. The hardware module is something like a luminaire for elderly people, and with this luminaire we have three individual adjustable orientation light points, and this individual adjustable orientation light points can give elderly people more orientation in the night, and this can reduce the risk of falling for them. And furthermore, we also have a few sensors in our device, and with the sensors caregivers and relatives get alarmed when a person in need of care leaves the bed or the room or the house, so that they can help immediately. And this is especially relevant for people in need of care with suffering from dementia or with limited mobility. And we are on the market since a few months in 6 European countries right now. And we are here on the Web Summit to talk about further development steps, not just only regarding technology. So we are talking about intercom systems and other features we want to implement in the future, but we are also here regarding further investment steps in the future and also regarding strategic partnerships we want to have. And this is our main focus here at the Web Summit.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, are you a more hardware startup or more social impact startup? How would you define yourself?
If I want to define myself, I would say we are a social impact startup. So hardware is the main part of our product. So we already also have an app and the digital solutions. But with our actual features and the feature we want to implement in the future, it's absolutely our goal to have as many features as possible to help people at home, to help elderly people and relatives. And the social impact aspect is the most important one for us, yes. Mm.
And how does that resonate with the current healthcare market?
Yeah, in the healthcare market, it's especially here at the Web Summit, what we have seen here, it's absolutely interesting what we can use or which trends we can use in the future. Especially for us in elderly care, people do not use technology very often at home. So there are other industries where technology is more common, where people are more often for using innovations. And this is a bit difficult for elderly people or in elderly care. And what I've seen here, for example, yesterday, is the new megatrend called ShyTech. So it's technology which you can't see, which you do not recognize, which you maybe even do not know that it is here. But if you need it, it helps you. And it's here, and it improves the life of elderly people, for example. And I think this can be a game changer, because when people don't see that there is a technology which they maybe don't want to use, but if it is here and if they need it and if it helps, maybe they are a bit often. And this is something which really is interesting. And also the topic machine learning for not just only elderly care products, but also for other healthcare products is absolutely interesting. I've seen another startup which made something to improve how elderly people can walk, so that they can reduce the risk of falling for them via robotics and via machine learning. That's absolutely interesting topics. Absolutely.
I think here at the Web Summit there are more than 2,000 startups. When you look at them, would you say that like social impact, it's a major new trend in the startup space?
Absolutely. I would say I'm very impressed about how many topics are here, not just only how many startups in the social impact and healthcare scene, but also how many keynotes, not just only regarding elderly care or health tech, but also for disability, for also diversity topics, everything which has to do something with social impact, and not just only the technological part. There was a keynote from a big corporate, and they do something completely different in a completely different industry, but they talked about solutions for their employees to improve the life of the employees, even if the solution or their product has nothing to do with social impact. They do something for improving the life of their employees, and this is also social impact. And this is one main message of the Web Summit, is that social impact is relevant for every company in the world, not just only for companies who have solutions in field of social impact.
Mm. A lot of people in the startup space, they would say hardware is hard. How hard is hardware for you?
Yeah, hardware is difficult, that's absolutely right. For us, it's not just only necessary. I think in the field of elderly care, it may be a way easier to enter the market with hardware because digitalization is much lower in usage at the moment in elderly care sector. But if you have the right partners and if you have the right network, it's absolutely cool to have something in your hands and to work with hardware. So we are happy to have our hardware device and to be able to help also elderly people with this.
So I have a question regarding targeting the customer. So it doesn't necessarily is the user is not always the buyer, I guess, because we were talking about someone else is taking on the control, and the people who are in need of care are not aware of the technology. So how do you approach that?
Yeah, at the moment, our buyer normally is the relative of elderly people, but not always. We also cooperate with other partners, strategic partners, companies who buy the product and give them to their employees, for example. So the customer or the user don't have to buy it. There are several ways. Also, we're working together with insurances who maybe can buy the product for an end user. But an elderly person never buys our product. Normally, the buyer is the relative of elderly persons.
A lot of startups here at the Web Summit, so they hunt for investors. From your point of view, how is the fundraising situation right now? Of course, it's becoming more difficult to fundraise. But in your space, how things are evolving?
So we have the situation that we have closed a seed investment in April this year. So we have not enough money at the moment, but we are also already talking to investors here right now because the fundraising situation is a bit more difficult than a few months ago. That's absolutely true. So I think you have to start with the fundraising process a bit longer. And normally you say you should, when you have a fundraising situation, you should get enough money to be able to finance the next 18 months. Now at the Web Summit they said no, you should be able to finance the next 24 months or longer because everything is getting a bit slower at the moment. For us this is not a problem because we are already starting for our next funding round, but we are not under pressure right now. Mm. But it's changing a little bit, that's true, yeah.
Mm. How hard is it to stand out here? I mean, there are so many startups. How can you approach investors here?
Yeah, I think in elderly care, in our field, it's easy, actually, because social impact is so important, and you can see it. Everyone here is looking on, okay, this is social impact, and this is cool. And for us, it's at the moment, till now at the Web Summit, easy to talk to investors, and they are already also open. So we are absolutely happy regarding our meetings with investors till now.
Mm-hmm. What are your next steps when you go back to Austria? What learnings do you take away from here?
Yeah, at the technological part, it's regarding our next steps, in which direction we want to develop the new features of our product. So we have a few ideas which came up till now. And this is one of the most important things we want to start right now. Regarding the investment topic, we are in contact with several investments which we have met on the Web Summit right now, and we want to follow up with them afterwards. And also with some strategic partners. We have had a meeting yesterday with someone who want to help us to go to the Japanese market. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk with them afterwards if this is relevant for us or not. But it's these three topics, technological investment and also market relevant partners we want to follow up after the Web Summit.
Mm-hmm. talking about markets, where are you at the moment and where are you going or plan to go?
Yeah, at the moment we are. Our product is available in 6 European countries. In Germany, Austria and Switzerland, we are selling our product by ourselves. In Netherlands, Belgium and Luxembourg, we have a partner. And we also want to provide our product outside of this area. As I said before, Japan is one very important market for us because it's not just only the oldest country in the world. It also has the best system for elderly care. And even if we are not able to export our product to Japan, maybe we can learn something from there, which we can bring to Austria or to Europe and to improve the system here. And actually, we want to be able to sell our product in whole over Europe. This is a bit difficult with hardware devices, so this would not be available for us for next year, but maybe in the next few years, we will be able to have our product available in every country in Europe.
So there's a war of talents going on. How do you tackle this challenge at your startup? I guess you will need a lot of smart people to build these devices.
Yeah, at the moment we are 8 people in our company. We have 4 people regarding the technology part and in the development, and we have 4 people regarding marketing and sales. And this is a really cool environment right now. Hopefully next year we are more people, but marketing and sales, this is what we do at the moment at most. And this is something completely cool in the social impact area, because just the topic motivates our employees and our people, because it's so cool to do something which helps other people. And this is really great and motivates us every day.
So does this mean that recruiting is also easier in that field?
I think recruiting is easier for us than for other startups, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, so with Opus Novo, we have an uprising startup in the social impact space. Let's move on to the third sector of this masterclass, to sports tech, and I would like to welcome Valentina Putz from Stryker Labs. Round of applause, please.
Valentina, you're working on the future of soccer with artificial intelligence. How can we imagine that?
Well, we as a company, Stryker Labs, we use all the data which is scattered around soccer clubs. This data could be, for example, physiological data, optical data from video tracking, GPS data, and so on. And we combine all this data and try to find some patterns and correlations of the data. And the next step we take is we combine all the data and make models for the people in soccer clubs. And we put the data in our software and give the coaches a dashboard which helps them in their daily decision-making process. Coaches mainly work 80% of their time in the training, and with our software they can plan their training and really use the data in their daily work, and they get an holistic overview over their whole team with our software. But our goal is not only to help the coaches. For the future, we also want to help other people in clubs, for example, like the management. They can also combine the data we already have with their financial data, or for the scouts, they can also use scouting data from the market, and they get a tailored dashboard which they can use for their daily work.
Do you have any examples of sports clubs who already use your solution?
Yeah, so we are currently in the Austrian and German and Switzerland market. One of the biggest clubs we have is Union Berlin. We are very proud that they are a customer from us. They are currently on the top of the league.
So because of you? Because of your solution?
Yeah, probably. We hope so. Yeah, but With our software, they can reduce their injuries in their clubs and also improve their performance of their players. So we hope that we have an impact on their daily performance there.
May I ask how this is, does have an impact on the individual? What does that mean? Does it mean that they look into their nutrition, or also how they move and how often they train? Or what could that be in very specifically?
With the software, they can plan their training. So we mainly focus on the training load. And they can really plan the training sessions, what to train. But we are also working on other parts like nutrition, like you said, or also recommendations for sleep and so on. So we really want to help the players individually in every part they work.
Mm. How does the business model work? Is it classically software as a service?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But we really want to support the teams in their daily work. So we do not only want to sell them a software and let them use the software, we really want to support them if they need help. The customers are very happy with our support. Compared to other companies in this field, we have very good feedback from this side here.
Mm. Okay. Here at the Web Summit, there are some real soccer legends like Alessandro Del Piero or Patrice Evra. Did you already have the chance to talk to them?
The Web Summit is amazing, I would say. It's very fascinating how many people are here, how many different companies are here. And we had the chance to speak with a lot of different people. Especially with other companies which work in the same field like we do. We also had the chance to speak with investors. We hope that in the future maybe we make a good cooperation with some of them. But the main thing with investors we are looking for is to find a strategic investor. In the soccer field, it's very important to have good connections to get into the markets. And if you have someone who is really interested in soccer and in the fields, I think this is the most important, that we have a sustainable relationship and a sustainable growth, and not only to get money from someone.
Who would be the ideal strategic investor?
Maybe someone who had a career in soccer, who has connections to other clubs, but also someone who is maybe working in a club. But we're not only interested in people who are really working in clubs. Maybe also if you're just interested in soccer, this could be an interesting partnership for us.
Mm-hmm. Talking about attracting investors, how easy or difficult is it on the Web Summit? A very practical question.
Yeah, for us it's not so easy, I would say, to find the right investor. As I said, we are looking for specific ones, but it's easy to get in contact with other people, and I think it's all about contacts, and I think you have to find the right person for your company. We're currently growing from our daily business, from cash flow, so we do not really need the money right now. So we hope that we find someone who wants to go with us into other markets and help us to grow in the future faster.
When you look at the other sports tech startups here at the Web Summit, what major trends do you see? Is it all about soccer or are there other games too?
When you see a lot of companies work with data, data is very important. But for us, we believe that data is only the old gold. For us, it's more important what to do with the data, which is gathered into soccer clubs or into in every field. Because if you look at the sports market or the soccer market, some years ago, only three clubs of the top league, they used and gathered data. And nowadays, a lot more data is gathered, and I think the most important thing is that you know what to do with the data. Because if you have a lot of data, it doesn't make any sense if you don't know what to do with the data. And this is exactly what we do. We want to help the people in their daily decision-making process to make sense of the data you have.
Particularly in sports, the female cycle was ignored for quite a long time. And this does have, of course, a strong impact on the performance. How are you coping or dealing with that?
The female soccer market is a very important topic for us. We also work with St. Pölten, who are currently in the Champions League, and also with Turbine Potsdam in Germany. And one of our employees also focuses especially in the science topic on women. And we believe that women are the future in soccer. So this is the soccer market is very big, and currently we only focus on men, and we forget all the women who are out there. And I think this is the next big market we should focus on in every context.
Looking to the future, which soccer club in Europe would be the best customer for you? Is there like a dream club for you?
We are looking for partners who are very professional. So, for example, the German league is very interesting for us. We also have we had talks, and we are in contact with them. So maybe like Bayern München would be a good club for us, yeah.
Awesome, so let's hope for the best. We've seen now three startups, and now we would like to jump from the startup side to the other side of business, to the investor side, and I would like to welcome Nikolaus Futter. He's the president of the Austrian Angel Investors Association. Welcome on stage.
Niki, you see thousands of startups here. What are the three most important trends you see in Lisbon or on the Web Summit or in Europe generally?
Well, as you said, there are so many. It's very difficult to really figure out the most important trends. There are so many. I mean, it's basically...
From your perspective.
Yes, but basically everything is covered here. And I see a lot in Metaverse and blockchain. I see deep tech. I don't see mobility, for example. And SaaS models, a lot of them, because it's easy to scale SaaS models if you run them right. So it's really like out of all AI and so forth. So it's like all technologies you would expect in the startup environment you can find here today. Or in these 3 days, and basically I'm overwhelmed by what's happening here. I mean, 70,000 people, and everything is packed and full, and for whatever reason, it's my first time that I'm here, so I missed it before, so I don't know why. Didn't have enough attention to that, and definitely I will plan my visit to here next year far more before the event. So coming here, not being, you know, organized, you probably miss a lot. But I appreciate very much the activities of the Austrian Chamber of Commerce in this context. Mm. And having a stand here and being presented here. It's just, Austria is just one of many countries that present themselves here as even cities. I saw today Montreal or Rio having a big stand for themselves, not Brazil and not Canada. They have also some stands, but it's really, really international, and the whole world is a showcase here. Mm.
Yeah, I think it's somehow the nature of the event that it's overwhelming, and even if you have plenty of time to prepare, I think it's you're ending up with too many opportunities. But are there specific cases or companies you are definitely looking into? What is your main conclusion after 2 days? Is there something you're particularly interested in?
Well, I'm currently taking care primarily of my own portfolio, so therefore I'm not on the outlook for new investments. I had some contacts that tried to get in contact with me. There could be more specifically in the description you can present in your profile. The subjects are very broad, basically. So there is some place of improvement from the organizers to get more targeted contacts. Founders are so engaged here. And if you run around with an investor tag, a guy just stopped me in the middle of walking through and said, "Can I pitch to you?" And I thought, "Oh my God!" I turned around, and I asked him which field he is, and I said, "Sorry, it's not my field of interest." So, but I mean, they are so engaged; they really, really talk to you, like walking through the these big halls that are here.
Do you see a lot of Austrian investors come here looking for the next investment?
Well, there are more than 400 Austrians here, as we learned, and I would guess that around 20% are coming from the investor scene. So it's not there's quite a few. It's not that less, and I do not know how actively they are on the lookout of new investments. That's, I can't judge. Currently, everybody's taking care of his portfolio, his or her portfolio.
And sticking to overviews, what is the current financing situation for startups in Europe?
Well, probably I can't tell for Europe in the total, but what I see in Austria probably is valid for many other countries. Of course, the economic situation, and it's more the war than the inflation issue that kicks in here, is a lot of uncertainty, huge uncertainty. Investment is held back. It's not that easy to find some money, especially if you are in the early stage. So the earlier you are, the further away you are from the market. From turnover, from having a final product market fit and so forth, the more difficult it is to raise money right now. I see this in my own portfolio, which is stressing also me, because I have to decide, may I drop them, or do I go on financing them and try to get over the crisis together with them, which of course is my primarily approach, but it has become very, very, very difficult. And what I hear from VCs, they still have enough money, and if there is good projects that are already in the market that have a turnover and so forth, then they may find money. It's probably a little harder to convince the VCs, and they make a deeper due diligence. But what I hear from VCs is that it's hard for them to raise money, especially when they are aiming for international money. A couple of people said the problem is, if you look to Asia or the US, Europe is considered at war, not Ukraine. So investments into Europe from the US or Asia has become more difficult right now, and this is something big VCs have as a problem right now in raising monies in these areas of the world.
I've heard many different theories that you still can raise money today, either if you're B2B or if you're an impact startup or if you do climate tech. Is that true? Is it easier in these sectors?
It definitely is easier in these sectors, because the markets that are tackled by those companies are not that much affected. If you are a pure consumer-oriented product or whatever type of service, you definitely have a very, very hard time right now. But all that is, of course, in the mainstream, which is impact, which is green tech, because still, even though we are now distracted by the war, we have to take care of these issues. Definitely is regarded more interesting than other startups right now. And B2B is always another game, because the companies that will need optimization, who will need better solutions in order to optimize themselves, they are always out there. So depending on what you do, of course. I mean, it's not that P2P in general is a good market, but in certain specific areas, there definitely is enough room. I see a problem with really, really early stage projects, because they need a lot more of trust from their business angels. They need a lot more of bootstrapping, fools, friends, and families, the 3F, in order to get to a point where they are regarded by in big investors and VCs at the end.
Mm. Nikki, I know that you're very interested in cryptocurrencies, and yes, here we see a lot of companies, Binance and so on and so on, but now it's crypto winter. When will be summer again?
If I knew that, I probably could make some money out of it. But I guess that we will see a pickup in the markets again, like Q3, Q4 next year. So probably 3/4 of a year from now, maybe a year from now, which will be a general, you know, development. And if the war ends in whatever way, I guess we will have a huge economic impact immediately, because there's so much to be done after that. And but it's very, very difficult to say when and in which way this could be ended. And the economic impact through rebuilding Ukraine will be amazing, because all of Europe will, you know, help them, and there will be billions and billions of money spent there in order to regain the economy there. On the other hand, if the war ends and Russia has a change of regime, we might see some more liberal movement there. If not, this will be a significant issue for Russia in the future, I guess.
Mm. Okay, so you see a silver lining on the horizon.
I would hope for that, yes.
Mm. Okay.
I think I'm not promising it, okay?
Okay. Yeah. We have a few minutes left. I would suggest that we do a final round with everybody. I would like to ask everybody of you, what is your main takeaway of this year's Web Summit, and what should everybody know about the Web Summit back home who is listening to the podcast right now?
Yeah, I can talk for myself. So Web Summit is not just only technology. Web Summit is not just only investment. Web Summit has anything to do with team building and society. You can get inspired in every field of what do you have to do as an entrepreneur in your company. So it's really helpful for every company, I think.
Are you planning to come next year?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So my main takeaway would be similar to what you said, Nikki, preparation is key. So really be prepared and set your goals, what you really want to achieve here. And being an exhibitor, which we had our exhibition day yesterday, was a really good experience as well, because it's a really easy way for us as a startup to have a booth and get connected to people.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Talking about goals, did you fulfill all of them already?
There are a few things we need to work on for next year, I guess.
Okay.
For me, the takeaway is maybe a bit similar to your takeaway. It's mainly about the visibility, how to be visible to all your investors and maybe future customers, but also the preparation and the goals, that you have a clear goal when you come to the Web Summit, what you want to achieve when you come here. And that you can, when you speak with someone, I think for everyone, it's the best that they know what you are, what you do, and what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my takeaway is that it is really a worldwide event that is happening here. It's not just a local event in Europe. You have exhibitors and startups from all over the globe, which is very exciting to see, and it's also great to see that 70,000 people here are sort of celebrating technology and global development, which is in a certain way a very building a very hopeful sentiment with me. And the other takeaway is you need a lot of patience to be around here in entering the venue, in getting some food, some drink, and so forth. Even though it's brilliantly organized, and I think all food trucks of Europe are collected here during these days, but still, better bring your own food when you come here.
And coffee. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us for this session. We are running out of time. I hope you all got a glimpse in the Austrian tech scene and it was insightful for you. If you want to learn more, please visit us on our booth. We are still there today and tomorrow. And thank you so much. And hopefully we see each other next year.
Thanks.